Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. Once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of Happy Head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long-term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.
Hey, Michael Steele podcast listeners, Michael Steele here with another quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Check out what's going on right now.
You know, you talk about the up and comers and, you know, the rising stars. Well, this brother's already here. You know, the star is lit, it's bright, and he's doing his thing. Don Callaway is a Democratic strategist and the CEO and founder of Pine Street Strategies. He's an attorney and a former member of the Missouri House of Representatives. He's also on the advisory board for the National Voter Protection Action Fund. I want to start a little bit in your backyard because of what we're seeing happen. And as a former representative in the state house, you have a probably really good sense of what's going on the ground. Particularly in the voting space right now in your state, as we look at what's happening in other states like Georgia, Florida, Arizona, Pennsylvania, this effort to sort of push back on voting rights and what that may mean. How are you assessing where things are right now in that space in a state like yours?
Yeah, so I think that everybody needs to understand on a macro level that it's not just Georgia, right? It is, Georgia is big because of A, the magnetic Stacey Abrams, but B, it happened on the immediate heels of the flipping of the Warnock and Ossoff Senate seats, right? So the knee-jerk reaction was just so blatant, but the substantive policy is not just Georgia. It's 43 states in this country. Now, granted, a lot of those states are led by Democrats, and so those bills will not move through the legislature, but a lot of them are not. So you have 25 states in which Republicans control the legislature that have active voter suppression bills in play that either have all or some of the various extraordinarily pernicious and draconian elements that existed in the Georgia bill. Mm-hmm. So everybody needs to understand that this is happening everywhere. And you need to know what your state's legislative session is to understand what the parameters and the timeline are for the battle in your backyard. Now, specifically in Missouri, you have an enhancement of the voter ID stuff, which is, you know, we've had voter ID in Missouri for the last few years, but courts have always beat it down. So they're trying to tighten up voter ID even more in a way that courts have no further interpretation there. Mm-hmm. So voter ID is kind of an annual thing, right? Or biannual.
Right.
That's nothing new. What is new is taking away a lot of the expansions to ballot box access that were created during the time of COVID. And you saw even the most deeply read legislatures made some concessions for ballot box access during COVID, right?
So right.
they removed the temporary expansion of voting hours, removed the temporary expansion of literally number of polling places. They reduced the days of early voting. They replaced the excuse requirement for absentee voting, whereas no excuse absentee is what you did during COVID. And it is also the right policy thing to do. So you took away all of the COVID stuff. But the most pernicious element of Georgia, which is the most pernicious element of all of them, and we'll get to the why on that later. Mm-hmm. But the worst element of Georgia is in Missouri. And that's something that I think is dramatically under discussed, which is this idea that the Secretary of State will have the authority to take over local election authorities in elections in which there are allegations of fraud or disputed, potential outcomes.
Right.
Who gets to decide, right, what is an allegation of fraud? Somebody from the middle of the reddest part of the state gets to suddenly decide what's happening in Fulton County or Atlanta counties. This is one of the classic ways that Republican, deep red Republican radical legislatures and governors exercise legislative white supremacy by taking over, using the state authority to take over local governing bodies, be they police departments or election authorities or public utilities. Republican legislatures take over these spaces where they can't win electoral majorities, and they govern according to these draconian conservative principles, and they effectively nullify the African-American or Democratic leadership that exists in these cities. So you see that as a play over and over and over, really throughout every different silo of public affairs, elections, utilities, manufacturing rules, public employee unions, all of that, right? That is a classic Republican play to take control of these areas that are primarily Black and Democratic. Brief aside, I know I'm ranting here. That's essentially why you had the city of Flint poisoned in water, right? In earlier in this decade, mm-hmm. or actually last decade at this point, because you had a Republican legislature and governor, Brian Snyder, who wanted to assert fiscal control over these Democratic cities. So if cities hit certain triggers in debt or certain financial statuses, the governor would then have the authority to appoint special masters to control these finances in these Democratic cities. And when they do that, they can make decisions like, hey, let's get water from this water source instead of that one because this one is less expensive. Well, we know that one's been poisoned, right? And that's mm-hmm. not a secret because GM and Buick have and Cadillac.
Yeah, they avoided using those waters. Yeah.
For years ago, right?
Yeah, they're like, no, this water's not good.
Yeah. If you think about, I won't allow this water source to wash my carburetors because it erodes them. What is that water source doing to human bodies, right? And human bones. And so it's all a part of a general Republican scheme to assert control over Democratic areas, but not your kind of Republican, of course, Brother Mike, but a classic Republican scheme.
We're a dying breed.
Yeah. But now we're seeing it in the voting context.
Yeah.
With these really dangerous ideas that secretaries of state or even governor's offices can take over these local election authorities and ultimately decide what ballots should count and which should not. And if you take away 10, 15, even 5,000 votes in a presidential election, that could be the difference between whether or not your state goes red or blue, like a Florida or an Ohio.
How does that, in looking at a number of the Missouri laws and you touched on the elements of those laws, the House Bill 334, which would require anyone casting a provisional ballot to return to love this. So if you cast a provisional ballot, you'd have to return to the polling location with a photo ID for their vote to be counted.
Yeah, that's insane.
So let me get this straight. So I cast a provisional ballot. So I go in and for whatever circumstances, they have to issue me a provisional ballot. I cast my vote. Then I have to come back at some point show and present a photo ID in order for that vote to be counted. But you typically, though, provisional ballots are not, there may be some question about your status as a voter, but those are things that are fair, they have nothing to do with your identity per se it maybe has more to do with how they have you in their system.
Uncle Mike, you're thinking, you're entirely correct, but you're thinking too deeply into this. There are a million different scenarios, right, as to why it wouldn't work out. And we could come up with 1,000 unique hypotheticals, actually 2,000 unique hypotheticals. But the reality is that any given instance, it creates actual barriers and inconveniences, right, between you and the ballot box, between you and being able to cast that provisional ballot. It creates real hurdles.
So why are white folks so afraid of black folks voting? I mean, because this is not a new narrative, people. This is a narrative going back to the institution of the 13th and 14th Amendment, 14th and 15th Amendments. So this is not something that is all of a sudden we're now, oh my God, they don't want us to vote. Yeah.
This is not new. This is not new.
I mean,
you're right. And I appreciate, man, that any serious discussion about this stuff has to start with history, because if you don't understand the history of it all and the nuances, then you're just playing.
And not playing well.
You ain't got time to play with issues that matter this much. So 13th, 14th and 15th Amendment create the Reconstruction era. And what we saw is that Reconstruction was the first time and arguably maybe the only time in which African-Americans, still not black women, but African-Americans were fully free to participate in all of the fullness of this country. And that manifested itself at the ballot box. You saw Mississippi, South Carolina have these majority black chambers in their legislatures. You are one of, I still want to say less than 25 African-Americans statewide. Three of them, Uncle Mike, came from Reconstruction. This is 1865 to 1877. Right. And you saw the oldest black businesses date to Reconstruction, right? So it was a shining period in American history. And you saw that grand idiom that the capacity and that the ability of the Negro, the freedman Negro, is every bit equal to that of white men. And they had to put a stop to that shit.
Bottom line.
Yeah. And the way they did it was the Hayes-Tilden Compromise.
That's right.
With Rutherford B. Hayes. You know he won because you ain't never heard of President Samuel Tilden, right?
Right.
So the Hayes-Tilden Compromise said that in order for Southern electors to deliver the presidency to Rutherford B. Hayes, you have to do us the solid of pulling federal freedmen enforcing troops out of the South. Right. So it should be noted that the only time African-Americans have ever had true prosperity and freedom in this country, it was enforced by the federal government, right? And the awesome power of the American military. When you took that away, now you see the Ku Klux Klan. Now you see the Sons of Malta. Now, for the first time, you see organized police forces.
Thanks for listening to this quick take from the Michael Steele podcast. Now, we'll be back with a full show soon. But in the meantime, you can go to Apple Podcasts, review us, give us 5 stars. Yes, we like the 5-star rating. Or you can listen on Stitcher, iHeart, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcast on. Catch you later, folks.
I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. I created the Sportsmanship Foundation to promote and educate parents and athletes about the role of good sportsmanship in our development. Learn more at winnersunlimited.com. That's winnersunlimited.com.
Everyone loses golf balls, even the pros. When you need golf balls, go to LostGolfBalls.com, the world's largest inventory of used golf balls. All the top brands, in stock, 50% off retail. LostGolfBalls.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.